Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. March 15, 2022. Is it difficult to achieve peace? It must be understood that all disputes flare up between us, not in order to hush them up, but in order to strengthen our unity despite all the differences. Conflict is resolved not by raising our differences, but by rising above them. This is much easier than the way we try to resolve conflicts in our world. We think that it is necessary to eliminate the contradiction, and therefore we want to defeat the enemy and prove to him that we are right and that he is wrong. And he, for his part, tries to prove the opposite. But we will never come to peace this way. The method of Kabbalah uses exactly the opposite approach, where we realize the reason for our dispute and neither one tries to force the other to accept his opinion. We want to reach a connection over these differences so that love covers all crimes. Crimes and disputes will remain, and we will increase our love and unity more and more. As a result, the disagreement will be revealed in full measure. Above it, the complete unification will be revealed, and both will exist simultaneously, the strongest desire and the largest contraction and the screen. And then the full revelation of the Creator will take place. This is the method of Kabbalah. It won't work otherwise. If we want to stop wars, then we must understand that there is no other solution, only a mutual replenishment on top of disagreements. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 11, 2022. Winning the war against the evil inclination. War between the Creator and the creatures. We don't need to worry about how to reconcile a dispute or resolving all disputed issues. Don't be like a kid trying unsuccessfully to fit a cube into a round hole and not realizing that one will never fit into the other. A dispute is not given in order to extinguish it, as we try to do in this world. It is impossible, and therefore we come to wars. After all, it is impossible to prove to another that you are right and to come to reconciliation. Disputes are given to us, from above, and therefore, we are incapable of resolving this higher contradiction in any form here in our world at our level. We only need to know that these conflicts show us our condition and how wrong our approach to them is. The world is concluded between the Creator and the creatures, that is, over the dispute, the name of the Creator, the good who does good, is revealed. It turns out that we are at war not with each other, but with the Creator. And peace reigns when everyone reduces the egoistic intention to their great desire to receive, and one desire reigns in the world, the desire to bestow. And then all goodness and pleasure is revealed in the world. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 11, 2022. Winning the war against the evil inclination. When will peace come between brothers? From Ivan Ivanov, Michael Leitman, please comment on the state when peace will come between brothers. My response: when they feel that they are brothers. And this state does not exist today because there is huge individual egoism between them. Moreover, this egoism is not the same, one is because of one thing and the other is because of something else. And so they do not meet even in their egoism one against the other. Therefore, they are wrong. That is, there is no real war. Hatred does not really manifest itself. In some way, here and there they brush against each other, but they can immediately remember that they are close. Question: and what should happen to make them really feel like brothers? Answer: these people, they must develop. Question: to become human? Answer: yes. And then they will be able to realize what they are here for, who they are, and so on. They just want a quiet, peaceful life. I am not saying that it is wrong, unfair, or maybe low, no. But this suggests that they need to develop. Question: and if I develop into a human, what will I want? Answer: if you develop into human, then you will want human, higher relationships, and corrections that will vibrate like connections in hearts, in thoughts, in understanding, and in clear penetration into each other so that we can see through each other and understand where else we do not connect. We do not have to be equal, but we have to complement each other properly. Through such penetration into each other to see where I can complement my neighbor and he can complement me in order to create an absolute sphere together in which we will reveal the Creator, perfection, perfection from two opposites that, in general, cannot connect. Question: is this the state of true brotherhood? Answer: yes. That is what we need to look for and not to run after each other with machine guns. In general, all the hatred, it will later be revealed what it was for. From CabTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, February 28, 2022. The image of an ideal judge. The main function of a judge in the period of judges was to judge one's own attributes, to know when they were good and when they were not, and in what exactly they were good or not good, and to thus move forward to correct himself, to pray, and to turn to the Creator so that he would give the property of bestowal and love and raise a person above his egoistic nature. The image of an ideal judge is that property in a person where he can be absolutely detached from his egoism, dominate himself to a certain extent, control himself, and turn into a greater quality of bestowal and love. Therefore, first of all, the judge had to determine what is good and what is bad, and then rise above what is bad to the level of what is good. Question: can this be nurtured in a person or is it inherited? Answer: it can be developed in a person. From CabTV's Spiritual States, January 11, 2022. Michael Leitman, on Quora: what could humans learn from fungi? Israeli researchers discovered how a fungal network manages the exchange of nutrients between trees. Fungi connected to tree roots communicate the transfer of minerals, nutrients, water and carbon, while the trees funnel their carbon to the fungi in return. The researchers also found that the fungal network serves to strengthen and recover trees that developed certain problems. Therefore, one thing we can learn from fungi is that there are complex and smart connections in nature. Among us, humans, we actually have much more complex and profound connections, but due to our egoistic nature, we have no idea how to approach them. Fungi and trees, however, use their connections to their mutual benefit because they contain no such ego. However, nature made us, human beings, with the ability to connect to opposite qualities, the negative egoistic quality of humans and the positive altruistic quality of nature. It is so that we can correct our egoism into its opposite, altruism, and by doing so, reach nature's higher degree. And for us, nature's higher degree is one of love, bestowal and positive mutual connections among everyone. On one hand, fungi have a certain awareness of something missing in the ecosystem, and pass on certain forces to complement it. Among us, people, on the other hand, we can see opposite examples, such as people continually amassing more and more wealth to a point where they do not know what to do with all of their surplus, while others starve to death. We would thus be wise to learn from fungi about the intricate connections in nature, and that we can positively realize our interconnections by prioritizing the benefit of others over self-interest. Our eyes see an egoistic reality, but behind the scenes, from the perspective of nature itself, is an altruistic reality, and if we filled our connections altruistically like nature, then we would experience harmonious, peaceful and whole lives. We would then gain nature's wisdom. We would understand how the intricate connections in our reality work, and how we could maximally benefit our lives by mutually complementing each other through positively realizing such connections. Based on the video The Wisdom of Fungi with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman and Aaron Levi. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Speculations around Kabbalah. Question: the word Kabbalah is perceived by many as something mystical. All the people shouting that they are engaged in Kabbalah from Madonna to who knows who, are they really engaged in Kabbalah or in show business? Answer: of course it is show business. Kabbalah is a teaching about the revelation of the Creator to a man in this world. Anyone can practice Kabbalah. But in order to actually achieve results, one must get into it very seriously. Question: if this is so, then why don't all Jews without exception study Kabbalah? Answer: firstly, it was once forbidden to engage in it because people were not sufficiently developed. But starting from the 14th to 15th centuries, Kabbalah had already been allowed to be practiced. Great Kabbalists such as Rambam and Ari wrote about this. And in the 20th century Kabbalah was revealed to everyone, so today anyone can study it. But the fact is that there are many imposters who created show business around Kabbalah and made a lot of cheats: Kabbalah and medicine, Kabbalah and spells, Kabbalah and the pulse of Dinor, or whatever. This is nonsense. They are fairy tales for the people to keep them in line. Question: so the people invented it for themselves? Answer: it was not the people who invented it, but their leaders. From CabTV's Encounters with Kabbalah, January 5, 2022. Zero result. Why does the question about the meaning of life arise in a person precisely at the moment when he seems to have achieved everything? It is because he no longer has goals. All landmarks are lost and our world cannot give them to him. We are specifically designed in such a way that we begin to rise from the level of our world into the next dimension. But a person does not see it. He sees that this is our time, this is our generation, these 50 to 100 years are a very short historical period. We were always running after all sorts of achievements: money, power, fame, notability, and did not think we were mortal. Various goals within life overshadowed the final zero result for us. It doesn't matter. The main thing is that today I can play myself. And now we come to the conclusion that it is impossible to play ourselves during this life. I cannot. Like a prisoner who sits in a cell, he is served good food and he hears the gallows being made for him in the courtyard. What can he do? Just drink from hopelessness. Can he have fun if he constantly hears this knock? As soon as the gallows are erected, he will be led out and hanged. In such a state, when the final state of our existence is clearly manifested before us, we do not understand what to live for. When we face the question of the meaning of life more than life itself, then there is a reassessment of values, and the result is very important to us. Here humanity comes to such a state: if this life ends, then it is itself worthless. From CabTV's Close Up. Summing up April 7, 2010. A covenant made for eternity. Question: in principle, do all four spiritual covenants manifest themselves when a person already has attainment of the Creator? And before that, can any unions be made in the group? Answer: in a group we create such qualities among ourselves that help us stick together and do what Balha Sulam and mainly Rabash talk about. In his articles Rabash writes about the group, about the union, and about our movement toward connection, within which we really attain the Creator. Comment: we also sort of make agreements in the group, for example, to come to lessons on time, to meet, and to participate in congresses. But all these are egoistic agreements, which sometimes we follow and sometimes not, in contrast to the union with the Creator. After all, if you have already agreed with Him, then it is forever. My response: it should be the same in the group. Rise, but do not fall. From CabTV's Spiritual States, December 28, 2021.